You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Before we get into today's problem, I do want to share a funny note from listener Mindy. We made the announcement during the Mindbender 7:30 this morning. We even stopped the music down to say, listen, here's what's going on. You guys love the Mindbender, so we love you. We're going to be giving out thousands of dollars to people who win the Mindbender. It's like, we call it Mindbender Moolah. We did it last year, but it was so popular, we're like, we got to do it again. But we even stopped down the music and everything. Mindy wrote in, she goes, oh, your seriousness scared me. I thought the Mindbender was going away or some other horrible event was going to take place. And then she goes, whew.
No. We're up in the ante on the Mindbender.
That's right. Instead, it's just a bunch of moolah that's coming out.
We just found some cash laying in the hall, and we're like, we got to get rid of this somehow.
Mindbender Moolah will start Monday. Right now, it's a problem.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
I am really going to be curious how people call in with this Five Call Says It All and what side they take, because I see both sides.
Okay, well, that's good. That makes it a good one then.
This is from listener Monet. She says, we rarely fight but had a big blow up on Monday. We became a one-car family recently, and it hasn't been a problem since we both work from home. And let me jump in here. Gretchen and I were a one-car family for, God, like almost 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
Just because, you know, it's like, we just don't need the... I think there was one time in 3 years where there was some sort of issue, and one of us Ubered somewhere.
Yeah.
And other than that, it was like,
no problemo.
No problemo. Anyway, back to Monet's note. She goes, but my husband, who always runs late, was taking forever when we had to be somewhere soon for a meeting. I kept yelling upstairs, come on, we've got to go. She writes, and finally, I got sick of it because I hate being late and he's always late. It's embarrassing. She says, so I just left him. Let me clarify. That doesn't mean she packed her bags and moved out.
No, she just got in the car and left. Bye, John. Leaving, John.
She drove away without him. She says, I got a few blocks away and he called, furious, telling me to come back, but I told him to take an Uber because I was tired of waiting. She says, you tell me. Was I wrong? P.S. We're both listening to see what you and your listeners think. That is Monet.
Huh.
Think about all those families, households, where one person is, you know, punctual and demands, you know, to be on time. Mm-hmm. And the other person is just like, laissez-faire, whatever. I'll get there when I get there.
Yeah, what's a better way to live, you know, just kind of chill and carefree or all, you know, wound up, we got to be on time.
You know, I was the son of a first sergeant, and so, you know, I was raised, boom, punctual, on time, all the time. And it worked out that way that I married someone who was not a daughter of a first sergeant, but she is always on time for everything. And that is this one huge element in a relationship that can cause friction or a problem that is entirely eliminated from our relationship. Is we will never have a fight over anybody being late because we're both on time people.
That's
and
good.
I think that's rare. I don't think, but you guys probably
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're the same. I'm always like a 5 minute early too. So
yeah, so we're fortunate that way.
My father-in-law is a huge stickler on this. You need to be on time if they're, you know, scheduling a birthday or, you know, the biggie, you know, when I first started dating Nicole, the shocker was, is she was very, very concerned that we would always show up to Thanksgiving. If it started at noon, we had to be there at noon because her dad was very much like, if you're not here on time, we're digging in. You're going to get whatever's left. We are starting.
Scraps.
He was very much a, you need to be on time. And and we had to be there or, you know, they would start Thanksgiving without us. So I'm fine that she left a little early. And within the world of Uber, whatever, leave him behind.
So Five Call says it all. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. The question is, he was late. She left without him. Is that wrong? What's your answer? We've got to know. 303-691-1649. What's your prediction? Five calls. What's it going to be?
All five are going to say, if he can't suck it up and be on time, leave without him. Get out of there.
I'm going to say 3 out of 5 will say that. But okay. I think there's going to be 2 who are like, listen, chill the F out. You know, if you're 5 minutes late to a meeting, it ain't going to kill anyone.
There might be some bigger issues here.
It's disrespectful. I'm also curious how you know people would call on this if the positions were like, reversed.
Yeah, if he had left her,
if a husband had left a wife, would people feel differently? Yeah. Or is I don't know. Here come the phone calls. We got a whole bunch of messages that we're going to have to read too. But we'll start with some calls, like with Val. Hey, Val. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
We're good.
We're right on time. You
showed up to
Val.
Work on time, yeah.
We are right on time. Monet wants to know if she was wrong. Was she wrong?
No, she wasn't. Because her husband acts like he's the star of the show. He's not the star. And well, maybe that's what they do. They expect everybody to think to wait for them. I have a family member like that, too. We call it their last name time because they're always late.
Really?
Sometimes it's an hour.
An hour? Well, that's just a jerk move. But, I mean, maybe he just wasn't done flossing or whatever, and he's running behind.
Well, flossing
earlier. I mean, 5-10 minutes, is it going to be that big a deal?
Every time is what makes it the big deal.
Wedding.
They didn't make it to your daughter's wedding?
I was like, you got to be kidding me, right?
That's jerks. Those are jerks.
Well, we got your vote, Val. Yeah, Thank you for being on the show, okay?
Well, tell her to stay married.
Okay, stay married,
we'll
Monet.
Yeah, we'll tell her.
You stay married.
I do want to throw in one here from Dana. She goes, no, you don't leave. You just tell them a different time. If you have to be somewhere at 10, you tell them you have to be there at 9:30. See?
That trick.
On one hand, Dana, that works. But on the other hand, it doesn't. Because by the third time you do that, he's just going to be wise. Right?
And he's not a child. Just tell him what time you have to be there and just, you know, make it the real time. I like Ben's message that just came in. Ben says, I'd want to be left. Maybe he was doing this on purpose so he didn't have to go to the appointment. This man is brilliant. That is from Ben.
That's funny. Here's Vicky. Vicky, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hey.
So was it wrong to leave him or not?
Absolutely not.
No.
No, get it.
Why not?
No.
Why not?
I'm so type A. It drives me crazy. We have a family member who's always, always late. And I'm always like, why can't you just set your alarm or something 10 minutes earlier or whatever, you know, whatever you need? Because it's like, you know the time. You're an adult. You can be ready, especially if it's something important. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling us. Thank you for spending your mornings. There was a News for Nerds segment a few years ago about the psychology of people who run late consistently and, like, what was going on with their brain. And I don't remember it now. I might have to dig that back up. If I find it, I'll try
again,
to post
it. I feel like
it.
It's a better way to live. You're just a little more chill, a little more relaxed. I mean, like Vicky that just called, she's like, you know, very like high strung. And I don't know if that's a healthy way to live.
Yeah, I understand. And I agree to a certain extent. But the chill part ends when you are affecting the chill of other people. If you have to be there at 10 o'clock for something and you're like, eh, no big deal. I get there at 10:20. It's good. It's all chill for you, but mm-hmm. you got everyone else, including the people that you're supposed to be meeting with at 10.
It's just a
big middle finger to everybody.
It depends on the appointment. Like if it's a wedding, I wouldn't mind showing up 30 minutes late to that.
I wouldn't mind showing up the next day.
Just the reception, maybe? Are we good?
Here comes Jennifer. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Was Monet wrong to leave or not?
I believe she was wrong. When they decided to have a relationship, they both knew who they were, they've been married for a while, and when they became a one-car family, they both knew who they were with. If this has been a recurring issue, then I think at this point there should have been some, hey, this is going to be the recourse if this happens mm-hmm. again, because yeah, it's not okay, but you still have to work things out. And I don't know if he has more responsibilities or she, you know, is in charge of taking care of kids or whatever, but figure out how to help each other out or, you know, say, hey, in the future, this is what is going to happen because I don't want to put up with this.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's okay for you to put me through this. But
that's great.
Okay,
that's good.
Someone.
That's a good call.
I'm glad you called. Thanks for being on the show. Okay.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you.
I wonder if there's a thing like, you know, Jennifer brought up the one car aspect of it. What if you also go out and you buy one of the most ridiculous looking little scooters that you can? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever is on time gets to take the car. And whoever's late has to ride the scooter.
Me. Feel bad if it's on a snow day.
Corinne wrote in. She goes, oh, this is ridiculous. I'm on the husband's side. Leaving a spouse to, quote, make a point is just rude and disrespectful. I'm sure she does a lot of things that irritate him, too.
Oh, snap.
Well, might Corinne, be. Maybe.
Similar to that, Ashley wrote in. She says, leave him. It's rude that what he's doing. I feel like they do have bigger issues, though, and the relationships sound like they might be one of those couples that thrive on drama.
That's very possible.
Very possible.
And then Ken, one guy, wants to sound off on this. He says, I left my wife one time when she was running late. This is a great story. I left my wife one time when she was running late, and I had a small fender bender on the way. She never let me forget that if I just waited two more minutes, we wouldn't be out the $1,000 deductible.
That's right.